Fresh Trim's back.
So we got this guest on again today, my brother. He's bringing his barber to get a shape up.
Why did he do that?
Yeah, because last time.
What did you say last time, bro?
Last time his trim was looking wiggity, and obviously he said he just got a fresh trim. So this time he's making.
We're gonna see the difference this time.
Yeah, see the difference.
Now, how do you feel? Yeah, because there's an ongoing thing on the Trunks and Philly show.
Mm-hmm.
When we really, really like a guest,
yeah,
they come back again.
You know, it means a lot to me, innit?
Oh,
generally.
Because I feel like the brands just keep coming in as well.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm coming.
Honestly, man. So, ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, we are joined with one of our favourite guests and definitely one of your favourite guests, Specs Gonzalez, ladies and gentlemen.
OG's in the building. OG, thank you, man. Appreciate you all, man.
Hey, how much did your last one do? Let me check it.
Oh, my God. Now my fingers are sticky because of this.
I'm gonna check right now, guys. How many views?
Who is our most viewed? Shits and Gigs.
Yeah, but I want to see how much Specs got. Specs, you have...
It went super viral, though.
Yeah, I saw it everywhere, bruv, because you guys were telling the story about your dad. 1.3 million views, Specs. Oh my God.
Yeah, how many views has Specs got?
So Specs has got 1.3 million. He is currently our 10th most viewed video.
Oh, bro, we're getting numbers, though. Yeah. If 1.3 is our... 10th most. It's 10th. Yeah. That's crazy.
I mean, 100K on my own channel is amazing, so...
No, don't get it twisted, though. Like,
this is great, man.
This is great views. So the fact that you got that many views, thank you so much for that.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah, people, thank you, man.
And that's why you're here. Not only because of the views, though. Generally, I really enjoy the vibe that Specs brings. Quickly, before we even preface the fact that Specs is here, me and Philly did a 23andMe... kit where we actually sent it off to see what countries we were from.
Yeah.
So we have the results finally.
Yeah.
Lara, where are the results? She's bringing the laptop in right now. So this is Lara. Obviously, you guys know Lara, the one that said that she can beat any man on earth. Remember Lara? Never seen this before.
Oh my God.
I'm expecting 100% Somali. Okay, so. Wow, what the hell?
Wow, why are you excited? What did you
get? Because I am 99.5% Somali.
So what's the other 5%? Let's take a guess.
0.5%, right?
Yeah, I've got 0.5% left.
Okay. So where are you saying the other 0.5 is? I'm going to go Egyptian.
Ooh.
Egyptians, I've got your skin color.
Is it East African? Is it in East Africa?
Oh my God, it's not.
Oh, I'm going to say, is it in Africa? Is it in Africa, bro?
Yes, it's in Africa.
All right, I'm going to say something wild. I'm going to say South Africa.
No, I am 0.2% Congolese.
Why is that funny, though?
Look.
No, you're not Congolese.
Wallah, I'm Congolese. No wonder why my waist can move like that.
Yeah, I'm a dancer. Yeah, he's a dancer.
You're from Zaire, bro.
I am from Congo.
What's his Congolese name? Give me a Congolese name.
Shabanga Mukemba.
Yes, Shabanga Mukenga. Thank you for that. And I'm actually 0.3% Indian. And I knew I had an Indian in me.
No way. Yeah. Why did you know you had Indian in you? Because did your family tell you anything?
Yeah, my grandma, she had a bit of Indian in her, much more than I did.
Okay.
But she had Indian in her, so I'm not, I did expect that.
So how'd you do this then?
You basically spit in a little test sample and you send it off to people and they'll tell you what you are. That's crazy. I'm Congolese.
And Indian. That's crazy, man.
And then Somali. But Philly sent his off and I knew that Philly's one was going to be a mad cocktail. You can see Philly's face. He's shocked right now because he has got his test result back and I know for a fact it's not 100% Colombian. What are you, brother?
You're from Kenya.
Boys, I always thought I was 100% Colombian, but I'm only 19.8% Colombian.
You're 20% Colombian.
What?
Yeah. Call it 20%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what are you?
I'm 0.8% Arab, Egyptian.
Muslim, Arab.
Muslim.
You're Egyptian. You give me Egyptian vibes.
And then 25% European, Spanish, Portuguese.
Okay.
Them little mixes there.
Yeah. And then 52% West African.
Don't say Ghana or Nigeria.
I'm Ghanaian. Liberian, Sierra Leone, that's 21.21%.
So you're Ghanaian, Liberian, Sierra Leone, and you got what?
That's 21.4%.
Yeah.
Nigeria, 14.2%.
You're Nigerian?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
All right, so no one come for me when you hear me do Afro beats. I'm just following my roots. And then, yeah, Angolan and Congolese, 8.4%.
Wait, don't forget your Senegambian, Guinean. I've got your test.
Oh, you got it. Yeah,
all the countries in North Africa, bro.
Angola, Congolese, Southern East Africa.
Oh my God.
So what does that mean? God. What?
You're no Somali then.
Yeah. So what does that mean? My family back in the days were just spreading out. And different genres.
Yeah, you were Africaned off, and then it just got split up. So you're originally African. Everyone's African, though, isn't it?
So one of my African family members just found the Latina John.
Just that, yeah. And started just rassing it.
My God.
Bro, that's crazy.
Hey, when's Nigerian Independence Day? I'm waving my flag. What's going on here?
Yeah,
I'm going there.
Bro, you're West African.
Was it actually? I know Jamaican Independence Day is the same day as my birthday, 6th of August.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I need to find out when Ghanaian Independence Day is.
If we were to guess where Specs would be from, what would you say?
You know where I'm from.
Sudan.
Yeah, that's obviously now, but back in the day, Turkey's in there. I told you in the last show.
I think you could look Argentinian a little bit.
You reckon you're Turkish?
100%.
Okay. March 6th, Ghana Independence Day. Got to start repping.
I got to start repping my Congolese people. Who's Congolese?
October 1st.
Nella.
Nella's Congolese. Yeah.
Oh my God, somebody tell Nella I'm Congolese. Mm-hmm. And yeah. PK Humble.
PK Humble.
I'm going to start doing dance with them.
Hey. Don E is a dancer.
I am Congolese.
I had the pleasure of being in the same event as PK and Don E. I think it was like last week, and just seeing those guys move, man, they're such a vibe to be in a party with, man. They are a vibe.
Congolese. Actually, you know what? I was going to say Congolese are the best gankers coming from Africa, but I think right now, South Africa.
Yeah,
yes.
Mapiano, innit?
Yes. Papiano stuff is...
The who?
The what?
Papiano? Papiano, yeah. That's good. Yeah. It's Mapiano.
Sorry.
No. It's actually Apapiano.
Yeah.
Is it?
Silent M, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, Silent M, yeah.
You learn something new all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing. Quickly, man, how was your summer, brother?
Summer's been great, you know. I can't even lie to you.
You've been going away a lot to all these like major sports events. I see you went to the Euros. I also see you went to the Olympics. You've got a friend that plays for the Australian volleyball
team.
That's
right, man. That's right.
Yeah.
What? Isaac, I can't pronounce his surname. Chakukua? Chaka?
No, he's African.
I call him Isaac. Yeah.
He's African.
But you know what's mad? I met him, so I was in Rolling Loud in Austria.
Yeah.
So I met him there. But I looked at him, I was like, why is your skin so smooth and your hair so straight? He said, I play beach volleyball for Australia. I said, Australia don't exist. He started arguing, and I said, you know, let me come and watch you. And when I went to go and watch him, he lost and his team went out.
Great.
Yeah,
well, Isaac, big up yourself.
Big up yourself, Isaac.
You're like me, you know, you like making new friends. Like a lot of people wouldn't do what you just done there in that conversation.
I'm a big friend.
I'm actually a little beg friend as well. I love making friends,
you know? Especially my spirit takes to you. So, yeah, man, that was a great experience, man. Yeah. And the thing is, the beach ball game was right in front of the Eiffel Tower.
Wow.
So I wish I had a mummy with me or something, man.
Yeah, it would have been,
Maybe
Podolski?
Yeah. What? We love Podolski. I have never even met Podolski, but I love her.
I love Podolski too, but she wasn't born here, so she hasn't got the right papers to,
to travel.
She's one of them ones where she has to stay.
No, I really know them ones.
Yeah, that was me.
That was me how many years ago?
Four
years ago. Oh, you wasn't born here?
No, I'm Colombia.
No way.
Well, yeah, should have been Nige.
Okay.
Or Ghana.
Yeah, should have been Ghana.
Amazing.
So, quickly, Specs, how many of your stories are actually true or made up?
Be real.
What, this year or in life?
This year.
And it stays between us.
I'll be honest with you. I think every story I say has 60% truth in it.
Okay, so tell me that the one where on the train when you find your dad.
Yeah.
Was that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah, that was my dad. You know that was my dad, you know. But obviously.
So I remember because you were meant to have a meeting to talk about whether that was a dad or not. How did that meeting go?
That meeting went really bad. It went really, really bad.
Why? What happened?
My dad was there.
Your dad turned up?
He turned up, man. And I was just like, you know what? Forget this.
But did you walk in the room and he was there?
He was standing in the corner. Like, he was facing the wall. I thought, what's this? Oh, that's my dad. I know what he's doing. He can't look me in the eye.
Yeah. So have you got a relationship with him now? No,
it's just strictly my stepdad. My Lebanese stepdad. It's just me and him.
You got a Lebanese stepdad?
Yeah, I've cancelled my dad, man. Cancelled him.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know what I mean?
And he's still alive, though?
He's still alive, man. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, he's absolutely...
Yeah, no, that's crazy. Yeah. He was only joking, by
the way. No, he genuinely wasn't.
I'm being a bit serious.
The summer of Epic Sports is in full swing, so now I'm feeling the competitive spirit. Luckily, I have the perfect game, Monopoly Go.
It's an epic mobile twist on a classic Monopoly where you build your empire and go for gold to win. You'll play on hundreds of Monopoly boards in crazy locations.
Over 150 million players have downloaded it to feel the thrill of the win anytime, anywhere.
In Monopoly Go, you can play together with other tycoons to expand your empire.
And your riches.
And of course, playing together takes it to the next level.
My favorite part is that I can connect with my friends or make new friends with players all around the world and win special rewards. You can play events together or smash their landmarks, pull bank heist, or charge them rent like in classic Monopoly.
Yes, there might be a little gloating involved. It's your chance to compete with friends and stand at the top as the number one tycoon.
Whether you're working with a team or going for your own glory, you can build your empire and win big like a champion.
So make your move and download Monopoly Go. It's free on the App Store and Google Play.
Thank you, Monopoly Go, for sponsoring this episode.
Serious. Thank you.
Let's move on. Talk to me, man. Mm. Inside, that was I haven't seen you since that. Mm. How was that experience for you, brother? And bear in mind, you know, I actually haven't watched it yet. Still haven't watched it.
Neither did I watch highlights.
Things just got ruined. You know, because obviously, because it comes out every day, you just kind of hear about it straight away and you can't get away from it.
No, Ginger ruined it for me.
Well, there you go. So obviously, I didn't watch much of it, but I am going to watch it. I want to see Specs, your performance in there.
Well, you know what it is? For me, it was just, it's Ginge. I didn't know Ginge was like that. Like in terms of the personality, the person he is.
Yeah, he loves you.
He's world class. I love him. Mm. Like, almost fancy him in a way. You know what I mean? Yeah, we had a great relationship in the house. But doing a reality TV show like that, for me, I got to learn about me a lot. Like, I lied every minute.
Wait.
I lied to the house every minute.
When you cried, was that a lie?
That's, of course, it's a lie. But I cried because I ran out of lies.
Yeah.
So I had to do something extraordinary. I was so happy I cried.
Because my take on Specs was that you actually was emotional and cried and then realised you was in front of cameras and then played it off.
Nah, I forced myself to cry. I started thinking about, you know, I watch TikToks about, you know, like homecoming. You know, when that soldiers go and they come and see their family.
Yeah. I like them TikToks.
Those always get me emotional.
Yeah, I thought about that and the tears came down. I was like, yes. And then I saw everyone's face thinking,
I was like, oh, Specs, you okay?
But the whole time I was waiting for the joke.
Oh my God, you're crazy. You know that.
I know, there's something wrong with me, but that's what I learned about me. Like, I could actually do films now.
Would you act?
I want to.
Supercell season 2?
If Castillo's not in it, I'll do it.
Why? he's dead now, isn't it?
Is he dead now?
Oh, sorry, did I ruin it for you?
No, I don't watch it.
Very quick
enough. Yeah, but then some people, sorry if I've ruined it for you, man.
No.
So not everyone's watched it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But how was your relationship with Castillo?
I love Castillo. Until he got new teeth, I don't like him no more.
Yeah.
He looks a lot more, do you know what though? I always thought he was a good looking lad, but teeth, what they do to your face, the same way with a trim, but what they do to your face is mad. Like, he looks so much better with his new teeth.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Nah, man, I prefer the old teeth, man. The old teeth is more Castillo, man.
The
new one's more like, I don't know, it's like, I'm looking at him and I'm getting like Joy Essex vibes in that.
I always used to say to Chunks as well, I don't say it to him no more, because I know he's just committed to this health thing, but I always used to say, I don't want you to be skinny.
You mean?
No, Chunks. Because you won't be Chunks no more.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man.
Yeah, that's why I still got a bit of timber on me.
You'll be Slinks. Slinks.
Yeah. No, Shrunks.
Shrunks.
Yeah, you'll be Shrunk.
Egypt.
Shrunk's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right, man. You got to stay you. And I think that his teeth, the way, you know, in the house, seeing it every day with the gold, and there was times where I couldn't eat and look at him. Because he's got the teeth that you can't have a meal around. You know what I mean? And there's gaps everywhere.
You
know what I'm saying? He's got a real back four.
Who's his back four?
Oof, he's got what?
Who's he got a right back?
Timber.
Yeah. Two centre halves.
Zinchenko. And he's got Wan-Bissaka playing that position. 100%. Castillo's a shocking.
You said Wan's playing centre half.
Shocking.
Hey, why don't you have your own podcast?
Well, because of Angry Ginge. We're supposed to have a podcast called Checking Mirrors.
What?
Yep. He's telling me to come Manchester and film. I'm saying, no, you come here. I'm older than you.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, the back and forth.
No, can we have a round of applause for that, bro? That's going to be a really good podcast, you know?
Very good.
Like, Ginge is one of those people that is unapologetically himself. He'll say whatever.
Yeah.
He doesn't mean to offend, but sometimes things can offend certain people. Mm-hmm. He just says that he speaks his mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then your take on stuff is like nobody else's. So yeah, that would be a really good podcast,
Ginge,
you
know? Man, come on, hurry up, Ginge, man.
Hey, Ginge, make it happen, man. That would be a good podcast to watch.
Check your mirrors.
Yeah, man, check your mirrors. What a name.
But I want you guys to check your mirrors.
But sorry, you've put out a trailer though, saying No Rules is coming back.
Yeah, so that's the old school No Rules pod that I'm bringing back. But it's not really a podcast. It's more of like a show. It's going to be me being a bit more practical.
Okay.
So going gym, maybe learning how to wrestle.
doing things that are, you know.
That's more of a day in the life of Specs.
Yeah. So it's going to be completely different. It's not going to be a sit down thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah.
But the, I think a sit down would be good. A sit down would be good when you can get with you and.
Oh, that's going to be class. Whose idea was it to?
It was his, to be honest.
Yeah.
It was his. He said, let's do a podcast.
That would be.
But you know, he's come out and you know, obviously he loves streaming, isn't it? So it's very hard to get him out of that. But he's saying, come Manny, we'll film here. And I'm saying, no, you come to me. And that's the argument.
Well, it depends, isn't it? How bad you want to do it. I think it'd be really good as well for your brand, as well as Ginger's, because he's tapping into a different like market. Mm. But I think you should do it. I think you should do the sacrifice. Or even sometimes I do stuff as simple as, let's just flip a coin. You pick tails, I pick heads. If it lands on tails, we do London. If it lands on heads.
Well. We should do that.
That would be a sick way just to do it. Because you're both arguing your points. You're not going to come to an agreement, but you both really want to do it. Yo, let's just flip a coin.
Well, thank you though, because I feel like Jin's followed me after I came on this show.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. I followed him back. And then obviously went on, we did Sky Sports together. So I was sick. And then inside was like,
the thing that got you out together.
So yeah, so if I wasn't here, I don't think I'll see Ginge. So thank you, boys.
Nah, you probably would have.
Honestly, thank you.
Same way
when I met Podolski, I want to thank Ministry Nightclub.
I wouldn't have met Podolski.
Yeah, so thank you, boys. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, no problem, bro. How's life been for you, man? Like, since the last time we spoke to you, obviously I'm seeing you on much more things. I'm seeing the brands are coming.
You're doing
YouTube videos yourself.
Yeah,
you're really flourishing, man. So what's that down to? And do you enjoy what you're doing right now?
I love what I'm doing right now. Now I'm just like, I'm not relying on people anymore. If I've got an idea, I'll just do it. And I'm doing everything myself.
Yeah.
Only thing is, obviously, because I started streaming now.
What?
Yeah, I started streaming as well now, yeah.
On Twitch?
On Twitch, yeah.
What? Let me follow you, bro. Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
I didn't know how hard.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
I didn't know that.
But I didn't know how hard it was. Is it? You gonna follow me now?
Yeah, of course.
No, Philly, man.
All right, of course, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna jump on there and do some gifts.
Yeah, you got a gift. Once he watches your stream, watch how many gifted he gives you.
Is it?
He's the go.
See, this is what I'm saying about Twitch. What does that mean?
Gifted is basically when someone pays money, so they stop watching ads on your channel, but it means you also get money.
Is it?
Yeah.
So why don't you give money directly into my account?
That's true, right? Yeah, I can do that as well.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to ask all the people that are selling me stuff on Twitch. Just send it directly to me.
So just put it
so I can see it.
No, put your so-called account number on the thing.
Yeah, but then that way they don't get ads, so they can just enjoy your stream ads free.
This is where it gets
so it benefits them as well. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, but he's right. Sometimes just wire it to
me. Your phone feels very light. What is that?
It's a fake one, that's right.
15 iPhone, 1 terabyte.
Feels good.
Yeah, but quickly,
it's all good.
Specs, man. We know that you're a DJ as well.
Of course.
Not really these days, though.
Yeah, not really.
I haven't seen, because obviously people that actually don't know, Specs Gonzalez, originally, back in the days, been a DJ.
Been a DJ, been an MC, everything.
Why are the DJ gigs not DJing anymore?
It's just one of the ones where you step on a podcast or you work with a brand, you realize, oh my God, there's a big difference between the money.
Mm.
And you're like, oh, I can't put all this energy into that. And then obviously I've got kids to feed, so... Let me build my thing here.
Yeah.
And maybe do what Vic's doing. Maybe end up in Singapore playing Electro House. That's a stinker, Victor. If that was me, in Singapore, it's R&B straight away. Maybe that. Maybe build a platform and then start DJing again.
Yes, because then it's a passion project. It's not necessarily about the money.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you're already up, so you can just start doing things that you actually enjoy.
And I was going to say, it would be different now. Like, if you got an agent that was actively looking for DJ gigs, where your Specs Gonzalez now, more established, you'd get way more bookings.
That's the way.
But the bread ain't breading. No, I'm
trying to say. No, that's all right, you know. I can't lie to you.
No, but I'm talking Spes Gonzalez, bread.
What do you mean? Oh, as in he wants more now?
Come on.
Yeah.
There's levels to this, and I respect that 100%. So talking about music, though, man, I think we have a new game. I don't know how long it will last for because we change games very quickly, but the Mount Rushmore of the actual subject we're talking about. So today's music. I want to hear your four favorite artists. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's the clear best four artists of all time, because it's all subjective. It's all on people's opinions. But what is your four favorite artists of all time? Now, Specs, you are a troll, so I am expecting to hear some wild people on this list. But I want you to just tell me, what's your Mount Rushmore when it comes to this music?
So remember, I want to check in with you that you're asking me a personal question.
Your personal top four favorite.
So it's me.
Yes.
Yeah. No right or wrong. Basically.
What I listen to when I'm driving in the car. Or when I'm in my room by myself.
Yes.
Yeah. However you want to view it, bro. Just pick your favorite four.
If you listen to music while I was driving and only in a room by yourself, then that's the case.
Yeah.
Just tell me.
In order, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. No order.
All right, cool. So, fourth, I'm doing order.
Okay.
No rules. In fourth place, Dizzy Rascal.
Okay.
I wasn't Dizzy expecting Rascal for that. I'd say when
wait.
You
wait, wait, okay, wait, wait, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Ask him.
No, no, no.
Ask him.
No, you ask him, bro, because he's disrespected him. You.
Why the hell are you laughing?
I'm not, listen, don't get twisted. I love Dizzy Rascal.
So yeah. Do I.
Come dance with me. I see you class B. So why are you asking?
No, not that, no, no.
If
not
I'm
that,
not on the
no, not that, no, not that Dizzy.
You got to remember, not we're a Dizzy. Different era. I know he's thinking about hardcore grime Dizzy.
I don't know about that.
I'm talking
so that's
grime.
Why I feel like you're
I'm talking back. Stop that, stop that, get that, what? Them kind of us.
Stop that, stop that, get that, what?
That's that guy, cold.
2006, 7?
2003, 2004.
Wow. For me,
yeah.
I'm just thinking that's crazy to say Dizzy Rascal, Mount Rushmore.
Dizzy Rascal,
yeah,
top
yeah,
four.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if that's your top four,
well,
say,
he
yeah.
had a, he had an album that he made on PlayStation 1.
No, how? How'd you make an album?
Boy in the Corner.
He's lying. But, he's, how can you make bro, an album?
Yeah. Call him. Dizzy Rascal, make ring him. I can't ring him.
You think I got Dizzy Rascal?
Dizzy, you, Dizzy, you are a legend for me.
No,
I love
Dizzy,
that.
Don't get twisted. Dizzy Rascal is a legend in the UK.
I think, he's, yeah, yeah, he's a legend
but
for most man, bro.
Mount Rushmore is maybe, are we going crazy there?
No, because but, it's my but, personal opinion.
For me, yeah, yes. Because I'm thinking worldwide. Yes, and yeah, you're right. It is your personal
but
opinion.
I respect that.
Okay.
We did don't get just no right. I do like Dizzy Rascal. And as a person as well. Hmm. Carry on.
So yeah, Dizzy, very nice guy.
Dizzy, your fourth. In fact, oh, this is tough. I got a joint.
No, no joints.
No, no, give him joint.
Okay, give him joint, give him joint.
All right, one's Barry White.
Let the music play.
Yeah, crazy.
Keep him singing that. I don't know that song.
Let the music play on.
Yeah.
Oh, and you heard that song?
Yeah. Right, big tune anyway. And Frank Sinatra.
Okay, whoa, I know Frank.
Oh, there we go. Now we're getting serious.
What's
fly me
done, 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 done. That's what I need to hear.
Let me play.
See that sound? Gives me a semi every time, bro.
Okay,
it just makes me feel
I'm
a certain way.
I'm gonna stop singing. I'm never
sorry,
gonna
sorry, sing. Sorry, sorry,
I'm
sorry.
Gonna...
Not you, him.
Okay,
right, that's you, the title him. For this part.
Yeah,
Frank Sinatra gives Specs a semi.
Never. Frank Sinatra. Oh, no.
That's the title of the part.
You just ruined it. You've absolutely ruined it.
Okay, so let's just clarify. Dizzy fourth, Barry White joint third with Frank Sinatra. Who's second?
Okay, the fact Dizzy Rascal's number four and Frank Sinatra's three.
It's crazy. It's just, it's just not
but
making
that's how,
sense.
That's how I,
and
that's
I
how
love that. That's your
but
life.
That's how I hear music.
That's, life.
That's how I hear music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got to second place and then last but not least first. All right,
second place. Ooh, second place. I'm going to go. And I had this. Where is it? Where is it? Oh, Bob Marley. Bob Marley is... It should have been number one, to be honest, on my list. But for me, his music, like, I don't know, man. It just makes it makes my day.
Yeah, it touches your soul.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it
yeah,
makes
yeah.
my. It
yeah.
makes sense. The only problem is when I went
it's
to
pure.
His house in Jamaica.
You went to his house?
I went to his house in Jamaica because I'm a big Bob Marley fan. They showed us videos of him kicking ball. And he's by far a shocking footballer. No touch. No pace. But he wants to make tunes like No Woman, No Cry.
Yeah, if you had to put him in a starting 11, where are you putting him then?
Nah, brother, he's going to have to be, if he's, let's say he's mid-25, he's under nines.
Oh, is he that bad?
No, he's shocking.
Like, what's his touch? Like,
he loved it though. That was a big part of his life, wasn't it?
Yeah, man, he always, but I'm in his house, I want to hear his music.
That's probably why he made Don't Worry About a Thing, because everything's going to be all right, because he knows it's so bad. He said, don't worry, my touch is bad.
But even that tune, when you're having a bad day and you hear that tune there.
Every little thing's going to be a very good thing.
Yeah.
Three little birds on my doorstep, wow.
Sweet, sweet songs, and then I leave your Andrew
singing.
Everything gonna be okay.
No, it's not. Do you know what
my... This is my message to you.
Number one.
Bob is solid.
Number one is very controversial, and I have to do this. Sorry, man, guys, but number one for me, this guy is by far even better than Michael Jackson. Number one is R. Kelly.
I hear it.
No,
can I be honest?
I'm not here to talk about what he's... The stories.
Yeah, but we're talking
just
music.
The artists.
Yeah.
Not the man. I don't know the guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't care about these people personalities.
Yeah.
I care about the music.
Yeah.
R&B.
If we're
Kelly,
if we're gonna remove him from not
we
even allegations because it's
no,
he's
we have to.
He's in jail for
no, yeah, of course.
I hear him musically. He's a joke.
Wow. He produced the all the beats.
Oh, what's that called again?
Let me fly. No, I believe I can fly. No, greatest.
Yeah,
the greatest. The world's greatest.
That's a good tune. That one.
Do you know what? I remixed an R. Kelly song. Mm. Do you remember that song? If it wasn't for the money, cars and jewels,
only things I
but
got.
I didn't release it because I thought the internet. You know what the internet is like.
No, to be fair though, it is granted. I understand. the backlash, and I understand why people hate R. Kelly. I completely do get it.
Yeah, yeah, no, so do I.
So I do understand, we understand what the situation, but I'm just saying musically, you can't deny him. He's unbelievable.
I'm
unbelievable.
Only talking about his music, the guy's he's music unbelievable, is.
Bro. Yeah.
You remind me of my Jeep.
What? That's what he said.
That's what he's got a tune called Remind Me of My Jeep.
I thought you were trying to sing Usher.
Nah, remind man, he's R. Kelly is the you know, the GOAT of R&B.
Fair enough.
And that was, I used to play his music. And that's why I said he's better than Michael Jackson, because Michael Jackson, everyone says Michael Jackson's
the GOAT. Michael Jackson's king of pop, man.
Oh, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I didn't play them tunes to myself in the room. All I want to say is that they don't really care about us. That was never getting played in my car.
Yeah, but don't do that though, because what? I can sing other rhythms that will you.
All right, go on. Tell me, give me a song.
You've been hit by, you've been struck by,
you didn't smoke criminal. You didn't play them tune.
What? In your ears?
No, by yourself.
I played it last week.
No way.
I swear to God, I played it last week.
No way. You're the first. You're the first. You're the first.
You know I'm bad. I'm bad. You know it. You know.
No, I don't play them tunes.
Bro, Michael Jackson.
Hey, by the way, hitting that note on Go Like That is crazy. Don't let that go over your head.
And Pretty Young Thing?
Pretty Young Thing's a good song.
Wow, he's got hits.
That's the only one.
Michael Jackson is so good.
Who's got more hits?
Michael Jackson is so good that you don't compare him to anyone else. You compare black Michael to white Michael. That's how good he is.
Wow.
Genuinely.
You compare him to himself.
You don't need black or white R. Kelly. It's one black R. Kelly.
Wait, okay, look. R. Kelly versus Michael Jackson. You're telling me who wins?
R. Kelly wins. If it was versus, R. Kelly wins.
Okay, he's
yacked. Oh, okay.
Yeah, drunk.
What? Bangers? Bangers?
No, bro. You're
Give me 10 bangers that Michael Jackson's got right now. Give me 10.
Okay.
No,
I'm going to go on.
No,
because off the top of the head, we might not be able to name them, but when we see them, Thriller.
This is the stupidest thing.
Yeah, no, it's a dumb one.
Billie Jean
is not my lover.
You feel that tune, banger versus? Okay, cool, that's one.
Versus?
Yeah.
Bro.
Okay.
Be there.
This is what I'm saying, it's not a good crush.
I wanna rock with you.
That's a good song.
All night.
That's free. Free, give me, go, what else?
Can I just go on the Thriller album? Mm-hmm. I got the beat that is Johnson, and you wanna be
that's
started?
A good song. Four.
Human nature. Bro, what are we doing trying to prove or point to
human
how
nature.
Cold?
You got six.
No.
Chance. You got six.
He's in our head right now.
He's in our head.
Yeah. You got
what
six.
Are we doing?
Yeah. You got six.
Bro, we could. We
Yeah, let's not do this now because.
You know what I mean? Like, he won.
You can only name five. You can only name five.
Look, I'm going to name my list.
Man in the Mirror, Date Diana.
Bro, it's too cold, man.
Don't just leave me alone.
That's a bad song. It's a bad song, man.
Bad. You know what? Never mind.
You see, my first name, I think it's going to shock you. I'm going Bee Gees.
Listen to
it. Tragedy.
Is
that Bee Gees?
Night fever.
Are we comparing artists, by the way?
Staying alive.
Oh, okay.
All right, then. I've got him.
That's
Bee Gees. Bee Gees. No order, though. No order. Right. It's just my favorite four who I genuinely play on an often basis. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My next one's Gunna. I really love Gunna. I know, it's a mad.
You went from Bee Gees to Gunna.
It's a mad list.
There's no cohesion. You can't laugh.
There's no way Gunna's better than Dizzy Rascal. There's no way.
They make two different types of music.
Versus,
though.
Versus who wins?
Gunna.
In 2002?
No, you see. I think,
in 2002, Gunna wasn't even.
Yeah, but I think Fuck You Mean alone would do a madness.
And
I suppose it's also unfair because it depends who is an audience.
Yes. Yes, yes.
If it's more UK man, Dizzy might win it.
No, UK grand man.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I can never look dumb. Play some win, some never lose none.
Huh?
Beck film, what's that? Never been one.
Huh?
3+2+3+1. Millimeter, gonna make a boy run.
Huh?
You'll kill Gunna, bro.
Oh, that's lyrics.
Yeah, nah, I'll be real.
3+2+1. Slay Gunna.
3+2+?
3+2+3+1.
That's a nine. That's a nine.
Oh, this is mad.
I'll be honest.
That
bar there.
Mental. I'm going to listen to that tune.
Yeah.
Furthermore, give me that tune. I'm listening to the car. That one's crazy. And then, okay, cool. So you got Bee Gees, then Gunna.
Yeah.
And Chris Brown.
Fez.
I love Chris Brown, man.
Fez. I think Chris Brown, what's damaged him? That Rihanna thing.
Yeah.
And obviously stupid of him. Chris and he Brown. Deserved to get all the punishment
Can
he did.
Can I ask a question?
But that's what ruined him.
Chris Brown or R. Kelly? Honestly,
for me.
R. Kelly.
Is it? Yeah.
R. Kelly.
What are you saying?
You saying Breezy?
Yeah, man, I love Chris Brown.
Chris
Brown was 12 years old making bangers, bro.
Ooh. Chris Brown and Usher, that's more of a
Usher.
What?
Is it?
You're picking... Listen to this. Top 10-10, Usher's winning.
What, as in...
20-20, Chris Brown's winning.
Have they got a dance on stage as well?
Nah. Because Breezy's...
Breezy dances better still.
Usher brings out, baby, baby, baby. You know that little from New Flame. If he brings that dance out, it's packed. It's raps.
It's tough. That's tough.
Now, I think R. Kelly can't. He's not comparable with anyone. Mm. But you can compare Chris Brown and Usher, might be.
Yeah.
But that is fair enough. That is very fair.
And my last one is Drake.
That's solid. That's
I think Drake can make music, any type of music, any BPM, and it slaps.
You put Drake over Jay-Z, yeah?
I don't listen to Jay-Z personally.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah, I was just asking. I don't either.
Oh. No. It's absolutely fine. Jay-Z's one of the goats.
He's the goat. I think he is the goat of rap, in my opinion. I don't think no one raps better than Jay-Z. But I just think Drake makes better
music. For your favourite, but it's more so you as
well. I just prefer listening to Drake. Like, he's got different sort of rhythms.
Drake should be in...
Come on, he should be in...
Drake and Chris Brown, both on my list.
Oh, is it?
Drake and Chris Brown on my list.
Well, sorry, brother.
Michael Jackson on my list.
He's not?
He is on my list.
Michael Jackson. For your favourite?
Yes.
Okay, so who's your last one?
Party Next Door.
Explain that. No, you can't laugh at Party Next Door.
Hey, Dizzy Rascal, Frank Sinatra, man.
I swear, Dan. I got more views sitting here than Party Next Door's album on YouTube. I swear, Dan, bro.
Why don't you like Party Next Door?
He's good, but he's not, bro, top four.
Party Next Door.
Bryson Tiller should be in there then.
No,
Bryson Tiller's better than Party Next Door.
No, he's not.
Trap Song. Bryson Tiller is better than Party Next Door.
I be honest? Apart from Trap Song, I couldn't tell you more.
Thank you very much.
Tiller songs.
Tell me more songs after Trap Song. You got 2 day travel, man. Hey, that time to make you pay.
Don't. What album is that?
That's Trap Song. Trap Song.
And then with a new album.
Tell me two songs from there.
Chow?
Yeah. Oh, you know Chow?
Yeah, Chow. And,
yeah, you're trying to get him to help you. For the audio listeners, Specs is looking at Philly saying help me.
I didn't listen.
There you go,
to the
bro.
New
There's
one.
No way on God's green and blue.
Pineapple Silver, Price and
Tiller.
Again, this is our opinions, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what would be nice as well? If in the comments you put your favourite four.
Okay, but also what we're going to do is we're going to give the honourable mentions and people that are unanimously in and amongst that top.
Wicked, I love that.
You know what I mean?
Top, so could we call this the GOATS list rather than our personal list?
The GOATS list, because it ain't really our personal list, but obviously they are in and amongst the best artists of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, sorry, I'm going to just get it up right now. You guys can just speak.
Britney Spears.
Look, you see, that's what I'm trying to say. He's lost
what's that song that she had on the plane?
Toxic?
Love is so toxic. No, if we're having it right, then Miley Cyrus has got to be up there.
Lost your effing mind.
Party in the USA.
She didn't write that. Jesse J. No, it's not. It's Jesse J wrote that whole thing.
Oh, can I
Jesse J.
Wrote that whole thing.
You see, you said what?
Hopped on the plane at LAX.
Again. What's Jesse J's biggest song?
Oh, you see, he said Volt, yeah?
Nah.
Yeah.
We got to have Katie B on there then. On a mission.
Oh, that's a tune.
Price tag.
No, you know, bang, I just remembered. You know,
this right here, I swear, went too soon.
Wait, I'm not. For Michael Jackson.
What?
I don't.
You and I alone.
Say what I
heard. R. Kelly wrote that song.
Say what
I. R. Kelly wrote that song, bro.
Did he? Tell
Walla.
Me.
Walla. Walla. Oh, R. Kelly wrote that song.
There's levels.
There's levels. There's levels.
But I don't know why you're bigging up R. Kelly. No one said anything about him.
No, I'm saying that he's better than Michael Jackson.
I don't know about that one. But anyway, guys, I've got the list. IMDb, Internet Movie Database. I'm sure you guys know about them.
Yeah, as a goal.
They've got their top 100. No.
Their top 100. R. Kelly?
Fair play. That is a big tune. They've got their top 100 greatest music of all time ranked. Yeah?
Mm.
So where do you want to hear from? You know, I'll just say names. Mm. Number one, the Beatles.
Oh, you said Bee Gees, sorry.
I couldn't name you.
Yeah, again,
I couldn't name you five Beatles songs. It's just not my gen. But then neither is Michael Jackson.
No, but
Michael
Jackson.
That's not my era, bro. And I know barely.
My parents. They went into the Beatles, they were running Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Number three.
We just skipped two, though.
Oh,
Stevie or Ray.
Stevie Wonder.
Riding on the wall.
Who's second, though? You missed
Michael Jackson, of course.
Mm. And also, so first Beatles,
number
Michael
one, Beatles.
Jackson, Stevie
number two,
Wonder.
Two, Michael Jackson. Three, Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Four, Rolling Stones. Again, not really.
Again, couldn't name you five songs.
Number five.
Go on.
This is a man's world.
Wow.
What'd James
you,
Brown.
I thought, did you put him in?
No.
Have you seen James Brown perform, bro?
He's a joke.
He's
But
incredible.
He must be on at least 14 drug substances.
Do you reckon?
Because the way he moves and he drips of sweat.
I've never seen no one perform better than James.
I think he's absolutely incredible. Number six, Led Zeppelin. Rock, not really our bag. Bob Dylan, I've heard about him, don't list him. Jimi Hendrix, number eight. Nine, Prince. Very good.
Wow, no, I mentioned Prince.
Prince is compared to Michael Jackson a lot.
Yeah, yes, he is.
They look alike, no?
Huh?
Because it looks...
But not really. I think generally he's back.
What's everyone's, not our argument, but like the general argument is, do they say MJ's better though, right?
Yes. I think unanimously.
Sing me a Prince song, someone.
Purple Rain. Don't really know.
I ain't got no money.
Oh, yes.
I ain't got no money.
Big tune.
I know he's a legend, but
I don't really know the lyrics. But I know the,
I don't really know the lyrics. Prince is in my top four now.
That's a tune. That tune will make you dance, bro. I'm telling you.
Yeah. No, I can't lie. That tune is, but it's more the production though. That beat.
Yeah, it's the beat.
And by the way, he used to dance as well. Don't play with Prince. Very, very good. Mm-hmm. 10, Bob Marley.
Bob.
Yep. And we're going to go up to like 15, I'll say. Mm. 11, Elvis Presley. Very good. Mm. Very,
again,
very
good. Couldn't name me more than four songs. Three.
What's that? Give me an Elvis one. What was I just singing off camera?
Oh.
I'm feeling so lonely, baby. I'm feeling so lonely. I'm feeling so lonely.
No, you got scratching his head.
Because I love you too much, baby.
Yes. And the time my baby let me boom, and I find a place to dwell. Da-dum. You know that song? Fucking hell, Elvis is a legend. Have you watched the film on Elvis? Watch it, very, very good. He was an absolute superstar. 12, nice. David Bowie. Again, don't listen, but I do know him. Marvin Gaye, wow.
Oh, Marvin Gaye. Sexual healing, sexual.
What a tune.
You're right, yeah?
Sorry, man, sorry. I bet you wonder how I knew about your plans to make
music,
you know.
I know music is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. I knew before. Under the Headed for the Grapevine. Very good song. 14, Madonna.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is I'll never let you go.
Is that Madonna?
Why does he sound Russian?
He said it sounded rough.
Madonna. 15, Pink Floyd. Oh my god!
What? Well,
I take it back, guys.
Why?
I'm removing Party Next Door.
Wait.
I'm removing Party Next Door.
Of course you
I'm
got,
removing Party Next Door.
Of course you got to be Party Next Door.
Queen.
Name, all right, watch this. Name me five Queen songs.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Who's Queen?
Yeah, there's one.
Okay, off the top of my head, I don't know. But one like Queen.
And watch this now. Name me five Party Next Door songs.
I can name you 15. But bro, you can't. Don't stop me.
Having a good time.
Don't stop.
Another one bites the dust.
Is that Queen?
That's Queen. Bohemian Rhapsody.
How does that go?
Can I sing it? You don't know it.
Mama.
You don't know it, but you couldn't name me five. That can't be your favorite, bro.
Well, they are. They're up there, man. Freddie Mercury is one of the most talented artists of all time, generally. And I'm sorry that I didn't put him in there. I do take it back.
Remember, once again, everybody, make sure you put your favorite four artists and also what you deem as the GOATs.
Of Tupac, The Who, Whitney Houston, Beach Boys, Notorious B.I.G., Nirvana, AC/DC. Some very good people.
There's so many, bro.
I really, and I know.
It's all subjective, by the way.
It's all subjective. Let us know in the comments who you think you're, or who not you think, who you know your favorite artists are. I really did enjoy that.
I wonder.
And also let us know in the comments below who has the best list. Quickly remind them, what's your top four?
My top four is Bee Gees, Gunna, Chris Brown, and Drake.
That is Philly's list, Specs.
Mine's R. Kelly, Bob Marley, Frank Sinatra / Barry White, and Dizzy Rascal.
You know what it is? I think it went very well with Dizzy. And then for me, I'm going to tell you Michael Jackson, Drake, Chris Brown, and Queen. I think personally, I've got the best list.
Oh, you changed it.
I didn't know we could do changes. I'm taking out Drake and putting...
And I'm calling somebody right now live on the podcast.
I already know who he's calling.
It's somebody that loves music the same way I do. Can you introduce yourself?
It's Sharky, man.
Yeah! Hey, Sharky, I'm here with Specs and Philly. Say hi.
Oh, my boys.
Hey,
Sharks. Okay, listen, quickly, yeah? What do you want to do? You want to give us your Mount Rushmore of artists, or do you want to hear ours and say who's got the best one?
I'd like to hear his, though.
Okay, cool. Actually, we're going to do both. There's no rules. Yeah. We've got Specs here. Right. So, okay, Philly, tell them your list.
My list is Bee Gees. Hey, on my life, I'm not saying my list. Go on.
Philly has decided to not participate anymore because you laughed at him.
Yeah.
So, Specs, go on.
My Tupac.
No,
we're lying. You're lying.
He changed his. No rules.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Tupac. Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Dizzy Rascal.
Oh my God.
Why are you laughing? You wasn't even born in 2002. How are you laughing?
He's born in 95.
No, you're right. Boy in the corner.
And he made it on what? PS1, right?
Huh?
He made the album on PlayStation 1.
I don't know.
Go on, tell me last one.
Oh, last one. Frank Sinatra.
Okay,
Sharks, mine is Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Drake.
Okay.
Party Next Door.
Okay.
Yeah. He laughed. That laugh.
And Queen.
He laughed. Yeah, that's okay, crazy, okay.
You did that for me.
No, I didn't. That's my list.
No, you did that for me. That's my Mount Rushmore.
You're chatting rubbish.
What? He wants Party Next Door as well?
Wait, tell us your Mount Rushmore.
Okay, my Mount Rushmore, Michael Jackson's in there, guaranteed.
Cool, number one.
Yeah. Freddie Mercury, or you could put Queen, the whole of Queen if you want.
There you Freddie go. Mercury. There Freddie Mercury.
Yeah. The Beatles.
Name me 5 Beatles songs right now.
You're
my guy.
Huh?
Name me 5 Beatles.
You see when a man says, huh? You know, like he's just trying to look cool for the viewers. Bro, like, yeah, I know music.
He's lost his mind.
He lost it,
no,
bro.
He's lost
the Bee Gees. All right. Michael Jackson, Drake, Freddie Mercury, and Frank Ocean.
Okay.
I'm surprised he didn't have to say Frank Ocean first. No, he lost Frank.
Okay, and can you tell us, Sharky, where the Beatles went? Where did the Beatles go there?
No, you tried to come across like the guy.
He said the Beatles.
Yeah, and you see that?
You see how I got him? You thought I was going to be happy. Beatles, you want to look cool?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us Beatles then. Yeah. Wallahi, you don't know. Go on.
I don't know one song from the Beatles, I can't lie.
Same, wallahi, same.
Are they black or white?
White, they're definitely white. One of them got killed.
Again?
What does that mean?
Sorry.
Oh, you sent me a lovely, lovely birthday message.
Yeah, but I had to, man.
No, it was a beautiful message.
Did he?
Yeah, man, it was beautiful. Like, it was proper heartfelt. Thanking me when I've done nothing. And he was just like, I hope our friendship... Oh, it was a beautiful... I won't even share too much. But on my birthday, wish me happy birthday. I'm 29, I'm 30 next year. And I really, really do want a missus. I want children. I want my house. What advice would you give me to find a Mapadoski?
Forget it. Forget it.
Why?
Well, I'm telling you this, living with someone is very hard. And then you have kids, right?
Yeah, but you're doing great. And your kids are amazing. Your missus is amazing.
I had my first child when I was 19, so I had to go out fast.
Oh, wow.
But you know what is? If you've lived your life, Philly, yeah? You've lived your life and done the things you really want to do.
Yeah.
Then you can say, okay, I'm retiring. I want to, be at home.
Why can't
and do that
both
stuff.
Be synonymous? Why can't you do both?
You can't do both. You can't
no,
do both.
But I feel like I've done it, bro. Like, what else is there for me to do? Like stereotypically. No, but you know why I've been waiting to buy the house? Because I feel like in my head, I wanted to do that with my woman. But I'm gonna buy my house, if not the end of this year, beginning of the next year.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Mummies, like wifeys, they have nothing to talk about at home. So there's times where I'll go home and Podolski will bring up a conversation that I don't give 16 shits about. But I have to have this conversation. You know how draining it is?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I work today, someone stole my sandwich. And I'm like, is it? Oh, no worries, you get another one. No, but basically, boom, we're there for one hour.
But then isn't that what relationships are about? Like, listening and compromising. Yeah. Like, even though it might not mean nothing to you, she just wants to tell you about a day.
It's all good. The first, second year, we can improvise and act like we care. 20 years in. My God, you better shut the hell up.
When was the last how many was shits don't you give?
16.
Yeah. When was the last time we went on a date?
The last time I went on a date? Oof.
When was the last time you took a dose game?
I've never been. We go out, but it's not dates. I don't say it's a date. We just go out. It's not a date. I've never done this whole...
What, so?
I think you're the least romantic.
Do you know what? I've got a very good question, Me, Specs, Danny, and Fuizzi, and Harry Pinero, we was doing a Foot Asylum shoot. And in between, we love having little deep chats. And Specs was like, after 20 years, you're not in love. And I was like, well, what? How can you not be in love after 20 years? And then what was your argument?
You pass that. You it becomes about principles, and respect and priorities. Love goes out the window. So for example, if I go home today now, I put flowers on the floor and I give flowers to Pelosi. Pelosi looks at me like, what the hell are you doing? Because it's been so long.
I think that's different. I think it's because you didn't set that standards from the beginning.
Brother.
No. It's never been a romantic guy.
We're going to argue.
Right.
Okay, 20 years.
Go on.
20, so remember, 19, Podolski.
Yeah.
I'm 38, 39 now.
Bro, like it's, but you, when you live with that person for that long, bro, there's nothing I can do that will make a thing like, oh, it's been too long.
I disagree.
No. I hear him in the sense.
You live with this person, you know. It's not a long distance relationship.
I agree with you because you didn't set that from the start. But then also, let's just say he did do that from the start. After 20 years, is that feeling still really going to be the same?
It would never be the same.
No, listen. Do you get what I'm trying to say? I do agree with you. At the end of the day, you are the only one on this table that's been in a relationship for over 20 years. So your word is definitely more taken serious than ours, guaranteed, of course. But also, you are specs and you do take life in this manner that is different to us, but it's also a good way to look at things generally, hand on heart, because, well, I think you won't be upset in many situations if you have this mindset. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, it's just kind of like, there's no rules, whatever happens. You know what I'm trying to say?
Love fades. Love fades.
But I think
it fades.
I think his mannerism, the way he's saying it is maybe a bit harsh, but I do understand what he's talking about.
Yeah, so do I. I understand it. I don't agree with it.
I think other, like at the beginning, it was love and it's all happy dappy. You know what I mean? It's all great.
They talk about love at first sight, but what about love at last sight? Don't exist.
Do you know why I can hear where Specs is coming from a certain extent? Like in my longest relationship, yeah, I remember like in the early, yeah, I'll say it actually, it's not deep. But I remember she always used to wear lingerie, yeah? to like bed and that and like surprise me. And the first like month or whatever is lit. But because she wore lingerie for so long, after like the 6 month, like I didn't have the same feeling that I had when she that first week of her showing me different colors.
And that's fine.
Yeah, I'm not, again, I don't agree with him. I reckon you can be in love after 20 years, depending on the dynamic of the relationship.
Love changes.
But that's what I'm saying. I can.
Yeah, this is, if you're on that point, then I agree with you.
I don't love you like
love changes.
Yeah.
No, not that one. I didn't like that one either.
Hold on, let's let each other speak. Go on, you go first.
Yeah, like.
I don't love you like I used to.
Yeah, just let him land.
So I'm not like in love with Podolsky like I used to be. I've got love for her. You go past that. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
No, now, explain that. Try to break that down to us.
I think, let me quickly, my bad. I think you're just bad with words. That's what I think.
Okay.
Generally.
Wait, watch this. What does love mean to you?
How
does it make you feel?
Are you talking about just the feeling of it?
Yeah. Because I feel like it must be different to all of us.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. Yeah.
Love is it means a lot of different things. There's like respect. Oh. There's the fact, the caring for a person. There's
being able to be vulnerable around someone. Feeling.
It's like,
all right, watch this. So you see what you just said? That's amazing. Yeah. So I don't do things that I used to do. For example, for Podolsky, when I first met her, I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Because that's faded. We're past that.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that my feeling for her hasn't changed.
Yeah. You love her still, right?
It's just the way.
You love her. Shall I tell you why you love her? Okay, tomorrow, Podolsky comes up to you tomorrow and says, let's wrap it up.
Cool.
Wallahi, you're not cool.
He's not right. No.
Wallahi.
He's not right.
Then how about this then? How about this? He just doesn't like his wife.
All right, cool. Wait. Before you call, is he going to ask her, yo, babe,
I'm going to call her. I'm going to ask her.
No, please.
Just let him.
But I want to know what he's asking.
Let's leave it.
I want to ask my bedroom. Let's ask my bedroom.
Cool.
Dasa, yeah?
Cool,
he's always
cool. Yeah, I know Dasa.
We'll ask Dasa. Dasa knows me inside out. He knows me over 20 years. He was there when I first met Podolsky, yeah? He was there. Dasa.
Yo.
Quick question, yeah? You're on the Chunks and Philly show. If Podolsky left me tomorrow, yeah? You've known me for 20 years, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think I will care?
Of course you'll care.
Yes! Gangster! Yes!
Let him try. Dazza, just want to say, it's Chunks. We haven't met in person, but I do know you, my brother.
Love Chunks.
Thank you so much for telling the truth here. And what's the reason? Why do you think that, brother?
He's been together too long, man.
Yeah.
He doesn't know life without us.
All right, Dazza. So you think, and this is good because I get to learn about him, prick. So Dazza, you think if tomorrow Pelosi said, get out of the house and she kicked me out, you think that it'll affect me?
But for good.
Yes.
Of course you'll care.
There you go.
All right, cool.
Put the phone down.
We'll leave it at that.
Put the phone down.
You know, it's cool. Our friendship's over. You don't know me, man.
Put the phone down. You see?
So why? Yeah,
I knew it, bro.
Yeah, I know, but let him talk, man. Why do you feel like that, though? I don't get that. Like, that's all you've ever known.
It's years. Because, like, the way I look at it is like...
Do you think Podolsky feels like this?
No, of course not. But he's right. I am wired differently. But I just think when you love someone, have kids with that person, and your understanding with that person becomes so deep that there's times where I don't even need to ask Podolsky if she's hungry. I just know that she's hungry. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Mm. Because of the routine. Mm. So I'm just saying that you go past certain stages. And I'm at that stage where it's like, as long as the household is good, I don't worry about the love thing. I don't even think about the love thing.
I think what you have is unconditional love for her. For me, it's a thing where, look,
I don't even think he deeps how much he loves
her. No, bro. It's one of them ones you don't know what you have until it's gone. You know what I'm trying to say?
So that's a good point too.
I genuinely believe that, fair enough, he might in his head think that he'll be fine tomorrow if Podolsky leaves him. But he'll end up realizing that, no, he won't be fine. Because Podolsky isn't only Podolsky. Podolsky comes with the kids. Mm. Podolsky comes with a house of love and family that you come into home to and you actually
enjoy. But that's
another
thing as well. When you have kids as well, remember, there's three kids. When you have kids, the love is that you have beginning also almost transfers to the kids. Okay. So there's a lot of like families, like our parents, for example, where when we come in the mix, their love ain't the same. It all goes to us.
I agree. No, their love ain't the same.
No, but I don't agree, because Furizi was also in the room when we started having this conversation, and Furizi was like, I was like, how about, he said this same sentence. And I said it to Fu, he went, no, we fell in love even more. I loved my wife even more.
But he's still in the baby years.
5 years, bro.
He's 20 years in.
No,
bro.
I hear that, but
20 years is a mad, mad.
And 5 years is not a joke.
When Furizi has a 19-year-old, he won't be saying that. 100%.
His opinion, innit? We can't say.
I'm just saying things change. I'm at the stage where me and Podolsky won't go on dates. We never look at it as dates. If we go out, we go out. And the thing is, every time we go out, we think about the kids.
You know what this is? This is one case. And this is a case by Specs Gonzalez. I feel like, if I was to ask you in 20 years' time after your wife, you have a different answer.
Bro, I'm going to make every day, God willing, of my life's entire life the happiest. Like, I actually want to make the effort to like do stuff.
I'm scratching my head because I understand, no, because I get it.
Were you like him at the beginning?
I was young though, bro.
See what I'm saying? So no, bro. Genuinely, Chunks, I've not met no one that loves like we do.
If you said to me,
Darkest is the only other person that I've met.
If you said to me at 19 that you're going to be in a relationship for 20 years, I would be like, shut up.
Well, there you go. That's the thing.
Bro, the journey is not easy. Like, managing your wife is not easy. Like, there's a lot of like, the feelings are up and down. You got, bro, it's long.
Managing your wife.
It's long, bro.
Like, your fucking short dash.
In your house, you have to manage the situation.
Here's a question.
You have to manage it.
Here's a question. Mm. When was the last time you did something romantic for Podolsky?
The last time I did something romantic for Podolsky? Romantic. Oof, flipping hell, man.
Why you got two shades of that?
Huh?
You look horrific.
Yeah, when was the last time you did something? Wow, that really hurts your eyes. But when was the last time you did something romantic for Podolsky?
What, hold your hands when walking? Is that romantic? No. Again, it's subjective. Hold your hands is hold your hands if your missus is a big deal.
No, he's right.
It's a big deal.
No, hold on. Let me land. He's right in that sense,
I'm
bro.
I'm teaching you.
Like I said, me and you love different. So to him, that might be a big thing.
Hold your hands.
But to me and you, bro,
is it a big deal? Exactly.
After 20 years, it ain't. But to me and you, that's the bare minimum.
What was the last time we did that?
The last time we did that, I would say Cristiano Ronaldo was at United. Like, but not the first time.
What, when he scored against Portsmouth?
The first time,
kick.
Yeah, that free kick. My limb time.
Oh, first time, all three. Now he's better than us.
That's right. No, free. That went on free. That was
wait,
like,
you think that's a big deal, holding hands?
It's powerful, man.
No, but is that a big deal? I disagree. If you're my girlfriend, then that's standard. Procedure. I'm not saying we have to go out and I'm going to hold your hand, but it's not like we held hands
what
today.
Was the last
what?
Time
that's
you
oh,
and
I know, I know, like, I know, I know what it was. Dubai this year. We went to Dubai this year. We left the kids the army and then we went and got up. We did a spa day. That was tight. But
this year,
yeah,
and that was the most romantic.
I would say that's the most. I'll say that's the last.
That's very nice.
We do spas.
That's beautiful. Bro.
We do spas every other month. We'll go spa
there
together.
There you go, bro.
But again, I don't look at it as romantic. Yeah. Do you know what that is for me? That's Podolsky. You've been tired. Reset.
Yeah, but that's romantic. That's romantic.
No, but to him,
that's
him
not
it's
romantic,
not.
Should I tell you what that is? Should I tell you what
that is? That's not romantic.
Should I tell you what that is?
Yeah.
Because that's an act of service in terms of you understand she needs a refuel. you understand she's tired, you're thinking about her, and this day is for her.
That's standard. No, that in 20 year relationship, that's standard. That's standard consideration.
Okay, there you go, then, bro.
That's standard consideration. This is what it's I'm different. Saying to you guys. It's
different. This is you're jarring
talking,
him.
It's different.
You're talking
you still
to
love her.
Yeah, you're talking. Huh?
You still love her.
No.
You didn't. You're not asked. You wouldn't have done
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you wouldn't care. You wouldn't have cared for that.
Why would you care?
She's tired, bro.
I care because that's my woman. Yeah, but.
There we go, bro. No, but. Genuinely expect. You know what I think? You know what I think, bro? I don't think you actually understand how much you love for those.
Yeah.
No, I'm past it.
No.
Look, and we just talked to Dazzle, which he thinks was going to end up back in.
Which is one of his best friends, by the way.
By the way, Dazzle's got no mummy for time. That's a single galore. Just remember that.
Wait, didn't he come to Jamaica with you, with your family?
With no mummy.
Why is he coming? With no mummy. With no mummy.
He came to the wedding. He didn't come. Yeah, he's
your mummy. I would have loved to be at that wedding.
You know what I'm saying?
And my wedding's going to be amazing, you know.
But bro, like I said to you, getting married, it's all good being in love and all that kind of stuff. But when you're living with your missus, it's work.
I think I understand what he's talking about, though. Love isn't the main thing when it comes to marriage, I think that's what he's trying to say. I think it's about compromise. It's a lot of other elements. I think people just think it's just love, once upon a time, fairy tale. It's not.
Do you know what I find hard?
But I do believe, call me delusional. Mm. And people that are married and watch our show, I'd love to hear your opinion in the comments. Mm. But I do believe that spark that is there from the start can be there until the end of the relationship.
I agree.
If you both work on it.
I agree.
And do little stuff.
I agree.
Like that. I gave a stupid example earlier with the lingerie, but just keep that more rare for me, man. Keep things exciting. Cool, let's not go out.
That will fade out. All that fades out, bro.
I disagree, bro.
I used to love when Podolski used to put on my NFL jersey and high socks. Yeah? I used to love it. Yes, tonight we're getting it on. Now when she puts it, it's gone. These things they
NFL
fade out.
And high socks gets him. The fact that NFL jersey and high socks gets him.
No.
And what team is that?
Wait, where she used to do that? More kids. More kids every time. Yeah. More kids.
WWE
now it's gone.
We'll play.
Now there's none of that. And also like little things like this.
NFL jersey. But
Nossi said to me,
"That's a fuck combo. That would make me want to go sleep quicker."
Also, going shopping with your wife is one of the hardest things ever as well.
I hear it.
No, forget that. Going shopping in general is one of the hardest things. I hate going shopping.
Yeah, same.
Hence, like, when I've got a big show to do, and Chunks could agree with this, when we got something big going on, who do we call? We call Dan, bro. Mm. We got a stylist, bro. It's the worst thing ever. Oh, let's see if these pants go with that. It's just long, bro. It's long.
Going to your missus' friend's house, and they're there with their guy, and you never know the guy, and you're sitting there forcing conversation, it's tough.
I love that.
What?
Oh my God, I love double dates.
I hate that.
You don't like that? I love double dates.
Knowing that the guy ain't gonna be, you're gonna see this guy again.
Hey, everyone loves different.
This is what I'm saying, bro.
Everyone loves different, it's tough. That's what I'm genuinely gathering from this conversation.
Yeah, of course.
Everyone's dynamic in a relationship is different.
I've got love for Podolski, but I'm not in love with Podolski.
You are, brother.
In love?
I think you are still.
In love is the beginning stages. No. Like, you passed that. No.
I
just think there's a difference between unconditional love and like, love that you're showing constantly, because I don't know, you saying that you care for her.
Is unconditional love being in love then?
Nah, unconditional love is just you have love for somebody regardless.
Like, okay, I'll take that.
So then what's being in love for you?
Yeah, what's in love then?
Like, describe that.
In love, I get what you're trying to say in terms of the in stages, but in love, in love with this person's character, you're in love with everything about this person. That's the reason that you're with this person in the first place, you're in love with them. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm. So, like what Podolski does for you, for example, when she does makes food for you guys, or that you're in love with her. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, but that's not, Chunks. No, the food thing, like, that's what I'm saying, that's all like...
Standard.
Yeah, it becomes standard.
Yeah, but then that's what I'm saying.
Look, it says here, being in love, if you are in love with someone, you feel romantically or sexually attracted to them, and they are very important to you.
And I'm going to say this now, I don't care what anyone tells me, you cannot be with somebody for 20 years and feel sexually attracted like that. 20 years. My sex drive is knackered.
It's
knackered, bro.
Let's just say, for example,
I can't even doggy no more. It's missionary the whole time now. I know.
Still show the sick?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Is it? Yeah. Do you agree with him? Again, we're coming from a place
that I can't disagree with, after 20 years. In 20 years, we'll sit down again. In 20 years, let's sit down again.
Yeah, let's sit down.
But let's just say you love driving. Let's just talk cars, because I don't want to talk body types. Let's just say you love driving G-Wagons, and your G-Wagon is your favorite car of all time, And but you've had Ferraris in your life. In this case, the slim ones, the ones that go a bit faster. Yeah. But you've married the G-Wagon. Yeah. I'm talking the dream. How the fuck, 20 years later, are you still not going to be sexually attracted to the G-Wagon?
You get tired of the same thing.
You get everything in life.
I'm not only talking about women. I'm talking about anything in life.
You get tired of something.
Like the same way now when you're wearing your Rolex, you don't get the same gas levels as you did from the beginning. Wallahi, you don't.
Especially
you put it on. Yeah. I saw you, my own eyes yesterday, put three Rolexes on. You didn't even bat an eyelid. Did you not realize?
Yeah.
Yesterday, he got a new Rolex, right?
We didn't even start with that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chunks bought me a watch for my birthday.
Again.
I got him one.
I didn't even care about it. I'm not going to talk about that. Obviously, alhamdulillah,
yeah,
we can do that for each other. But I'm saying the fact that when you put that watch on, it wasn't like...
But then when we got them Arab dials, it was a different feeling. Okay.
But I'm saying if you go back again to get Arab dials, wallahi, it won't be like the first time. It won't, bro. Nothing hits that, because I feel like this dunya is all like temporary. You know what I'm trying to say? You don't get hella gassed about that stuff.
And I'm growing up as well. And nothing is all Podolsky. One thing I love about Podolsky now is like, I understand and know Podolsky way more than I felt when I first met her. Do you know what I'm trying to
Naturally,
say?
Naturally, so, yeah, 20
so
years.
So our communication, there's times where it's like, obviously we don't argue because we know each other inside out.
Oh, that's amazing.
You know what I'm saying? We know each other. You know what I'm saying? We understand communication is important. We understand consideration is important. We understand the kids will come first. So if
How
I want to go,
not in
if
being I, in love,
that's not love. That's these are family values. This becomes standard. He said to me, he's performing in Sweden. I want to go. But do you know what I'm thinking? Yeah, we have a conversation. You know, I want to go support Philly. I'm on one of his tunes.
I ain't.
He's lied. Yeah, you got to lie to your missus. You got to lie to your missus. Come on, bro. You got. Well, yeah, you should do that. You know, Philly's helped you. He's come on to the. That's the conversation we have. That's not, I'm in love with her, that's values. You know, okay. it's things become standard.
But you love her? Wallahi, you do.
No, he said he loves her.
I don't like where you're saying it.
You do, bro.
I got love for her. I love her.
What's the problem with saying that you love her?
It's true, isn't it? I love you, Podolsky. Yeah. You know what your problem is? It's boring to me now, because I've said it 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's fine. You said it 20 years ago, Philip.
I love you.
I love you too.
Podolsky, man. Podolsky, I love you. I love you. I can't lie to you.
Let Podolsky know now, man.
Podolsky,
the thing is, Podolsky knows you more than anyone else in this life, yeah? Mm. So she knows when you're being silly, when you're being serious, she knows about you. You know what I'm trying to say?
Of course.
So it's like, it's fine, man. She knows how much you love
her. My actions speak louder than words, Podolsky. That's why I'm still here.
100%.
That's why I'm still
100%.
Here. 100%. You know what I'm saying? But I do that.
This little bit, nah, that's like, let me try to save my thing in case it goes left. That's like, this might actually get to her. I might have crossed the line for the first time in 10 years of doing content. Let me save it. I love you, Podolsky.
Yeah.
It's the first time he's probably said that on camera.
And he's going to revert back to this as well.
Yeah.
Remember in 1 hour and 4 minutes.
How do you say you're going to feel? Yeah. Let me show you now then. I'm gone. Get your shit. We're off.
There we go. Podolsky's going to be watching this now with her parents. So just for our parents. Our parents, you're watching. It's just only content purposes.
No, but I need to do the little Jamaican accent that you always do. Then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she a Yardie, yeah?
With the Dazza Rasta.
And you know, yeah, but
for the young side, yeah, sign up. One that's in there. Now the vibes can't tell that someone is in. What?
That's a cold one, though.
It's horrible. I love it. Cry of laughter. Also, Vibes Cartel is free. Vibes Cartel, man.
He doesn't have a round of applause.
No, because I don't know what he's done to be in jail in the first place.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. I'm just happy that his music,
shit,
that kind of means. I don't know what he's done.
Whoa. I never
Is he going to do music, that, by the way? Is he still going to do music or what?
Yeah, he just dropped a mixtape or an album.
He needs to worry about getting better first.
Yeah, man, he's in a bad way,
he's
man.
He's in a bad shape right now.
I'm curious to know exactly why he's in that condition that he is. He looks really bad, though.
He's got one tune that could be one of the best tunes I've ever heard in my life.
What song?
No Master Fanini. No, I'm not suffering any.
I just love me, guy.
One of the best bachelor tunes I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah,
what? Definitely.
No, mas I'm in it.
What did he say?
What does that mean?
No, mas I'm in it. I don't know what that means.
Don't know.
No, mas in next me.
I don't know, bro.
No, mas in it. I just love you, Gigal. Gigal. Yeah, he's
dangerous, bro.
What are you doing? What are you researching?
Define love.
Oh, I really like this conversation.
Big Matty, you really looking for love now?
Yeah.
In this country,
by 30, genuinely, I'd love to be married and have kids. It's a stretch though, isn't it? I've just turned 29.
Yeah.
So I'm saying in a year. So I'm being delusional.
How quick do you think you need to know someone to marry them?
Your spirit will tell you. My thing is intuition.
Great answer. Great flipping answer.
Intuition is
great
everything.
Great answer, innit? That is, for
How long did it take to get married?
He's max off.
No, the max on.
Oh, sorry. It took me 2 years. First 2 years.
Why is that funny? Jokes. Let me get a real. Why is that funny?
It wasn't 2 years.
Why are you laughing?
You gonna give the right answer?
I ain't married yet, man.
Oh, you can tell when he's lying. I'm not there yet with him.
I know
him
too
now.
Well, man.
I'm not married yet, no.
Married. But I also know that he wasn't married.
But I'm married though. But I'm not married by law. Like it's just law. But I'm married.
So like, what do you mean? Like how Islam does it? What do you mean?
Yeah, Islam's not law. That's not law, is it?
Yeah, it's not. It's not
Sharia law. So if you're
I just haven't done the English way, but you know, we're married.
One day, inshallah.
And we're married. We're married. We're still at this. Remember, like.
Yeah, we know.
She ain't got stay here, remember?
Well, then that's why you need to marry, so she got stay.
I ain't got stay here too.
This guy, bro.
We both get deported.
Yes, no, you're good.
No, next year.
What do you think about all these riots going on right now, Mad Specs?
Bro, do you know what? Do you happen to me yesterday?
Never.
No!
Is this a true story?
No, this is a true story.
Ah, good God.
I went to the station, I thought I won a Coke Zero, big bottle. Went in there, come out. I see all these guys on mopeds. No, never mopeds, motorbikes. R6.
Wolf,
we're in an area called Ongar. It's deep Essex. Ongar, Chipping Ongar.
You know?
I feel like he's chatting shit.
Type in Google. There's a place called Chipping Ongar. You heard of Ongar? Yep. So she knows.
Oh yeah, she's from Essex. Say no more. I don't need to.
Oh, you from Essex?
Yeah.
So I'm in Chipping Ongar. I come at the station, I see 20 guys on mopeds, revving. They're looking at me. I'm looking, thinking, wow, what these guys are mad at? You look away, you look again, thinking, they're looking at me. Mm. Look, they're all facing me. Now, 2 hours before this encounter, I was on Twitter. So I'm seeing what's going on, but I'm not taking it in. I'm like, no, there's no way this is happening to me now. So I'm thinking, I could be in danger here. Mm. So I thought, if I call the man them, it's long because it's too far.
Essex, great.
And so I just said to myself, you know what? Just beat me up, man, but just make sure you get on camera so I can put it on my feed. That's what I'm thinking. Mm. So one of them comes up towards me, my heart's beating fast. I'm thinking, oh my God, really? And I'm trying to basically say, I'm rehearsing what I'm gonna say to the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna say, brother, don't follow social media, we're all one. He says to me, yeah, rehearsing. Yeah.
Let him, don't laugh at him. That's rude, you know. It's
rude. So why are you laughing?
It's rude to laugh at, I guess.
He's come to me, he goes, mate, my heart's beating you, I'm shaking. Hold on, epic. Are you specs? I said, oh yeah.
You forgot who he was for
I
a
forgot
second.
All I was. And then I realized, if there's riots, we ain't getting touched. Because they after the riot, they're gonna watch us. You can't beat up the guy you're gonna watch after. So I'm good. You're not far outside. Just make sure you watch the show.
Oh, so you were chilling.
I was scared yesterday, bro.
With that being said, yeah, if you had a private island, what sort of island would you build? Like, how would life on that island be? Who would be there? What would be some laws?
That's a great question.
I said I'd call my island Bunda Island.
Oh, Bunda, you're going to
Bunda. And everyone just have mad Bundas.
Oh, mine would be Toshiba Island. If you got a Bunda, you can't fly in. I love Toshibas, man.
So I can fly in there?
Yeah, so Chunks, you're obviously, you know, Prime Minister of the island.
Yeah.
Nah, Chunks is back to like this. Is back.
Yeah, I'm not on the Bunda.
Harry can't get in.
Harry can't get in. Jordy can't get in. There's a lot of people that can't get in. Yeah. Like, if you got Bunda, forget it. Obviously, there's no rules. Every other day, party day. You know me, I'm a party boy. I love going out.
So do I, man.
Music on the beach, music on yachts. There'll be a lot of that nightlife. No animals. There's this flying ants insects that come out. No, I don't want none of that stuff. Flying ants, nothing. I don't mind the dogs. You know the little ones, the ones you can put in your backpack and it looks over.
Oh, okay.
No Ubers.
So there's no cars on the island?
There's cars, but no Ubers.
Okay. So how do people get about then if they ain't got a car?
Walking, man. Walking is everything.
If it's an hour walk though, from one side to the island?
It's not going to be that big.
It's
40 minutes. You've got a little island?
It's a small island.
36 minute walk, max.
Yeah, maybe 40.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not far.
That's not far.
Yeah,
Fucking hell, you man are fit, bro. 40-minute walk is mental.
You can do that. That's light.
I didn't say I can't do it. I don't want to do it.
Yeah. I used to do an hour, 30 minutes every day.
Allow me.
The walking thing's walking and bikes. I don't mind the bike thing. The bike thing's sick.
Yeah, I get a pedal bike.
What else would there be? So
So I said clubs, thing, Toshibas.
And what's one law? What's one law though? Give me like one. Everyone's got to have a Toshiba. Give me one more. That was actually one law.
A law?
Yeah.
Wait, it has to be strict.
No
yeah?
food.
What would the food be? Because you don't eat.
Sweets and water.
Sweets, carrots.
Yeah.
I can't miss out carrots.
Yeah, you love carrots.
You need the veg.
Yeah. yeah, he likes carrots.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that Subway story you told me.
Yeah, and Coke Zero. Coke Zero only.
Coke Zero only?
Coke Zero.
No water?
Do we need water? Sparkling.
Yeah,
sparkling. Water.
That's disgusting,
yeah.
Man.
Sparkling water.
Specs, I've got good news and bad news. What do you want first?
Give me the bad news.
Bad news is this episode's over.
Fuck's sake.
No, it's cool. We'll probably get you on in like a month's time.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. I can't lie. We really like having you on, bro.
I love you too.
Yeah, no, I love you so much, bro. And when did we start telling we love each other? Because we've known each other quite long, but our relationship grew quite strong.
Did I say I love you in a voice note?
Yeah.
I see you both voice notes. Did I say I love you as well?
No, you haven't said that to me. Yeah.
Okay, well, boys, I love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
Oh, I love you too, my brother.
Yeah, yeah, when really I come out of it, I might say something else.
Yeah, yeah,
but you know how it goes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you might
and the good news is that what Chunk said, we're definitely going to have you on again, bro. You're genuinely one of our favorite guests.
Mm.
For me, it's between you, Shits and Gigs, Harry and Darkest.
I ain't met Shits and Gigs, you know.
Oh, there my God. Mm. Lovely human beings, bro. Yeah, man. Lovely human beings.
One day, man. One day.
Mark my words, they'll get you on a pod one day.
No, I'll get them.
Either or, bro. Trust me. Yeah, they're great guys. Anyway, with that being said, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did. Yes, as you can see, my brother has a different t-shirt on today. It's off the new, what do we call it? Selection? New drop. The new drop that he's got coming. He's got tracksuits, t-shirts, hoodies, and a whole bunch of stuff. He says that the date is maybe end of September, start of October.
Yes.
So keep a lookout for that. And yes, what are we like? What are we thinking of the new logo? I prefer this one to the old one personally.
What are we thinking about the color?
Yeah. Navy. You can't go wrong with navy. It's clean. Navy on white goes, man.
Yeah.
You went for safety and it works. But yeah, what I like when you guys do is give your opinions on like what we've said. So like when we was talking about love for 20 years and all of that, make sure you put in the comments below what your opinions are. Can you still be in love after 20 years? Or do you agree with Specs? Please like, comment, and subscribe. Take care. I've been Philly. He's been Chunks. He's been Specs Gonzalez.
I love you, boys.
See you later.
Girls. Yeah.